Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis.
Happy Friday, Lit Sisners.
Hello, hello.
Hope you guys are all having a splendid Friday. I'm very excited to bring you guys another book review. So we did one last week, and like Haley said in the previous episode, we have been reading a lot of the same books lately, which means lucky for you guys, you just get some amazing book reviews from yours truly. Mm-hmm. So we are very excited to present another book review of another kind of very similar aspect of the previous book, which is a mystery book that kind of includes the reader. And that is Everyone on This Train is a Suspect by Benjamin Stevenson.
I was so, so, so excited to read this book. And I said this in my review. I like this one better than the first.
Honestly. I did too. I totally did. Mm-hmm.
And not that I didn't like the first one, but you and I both like pumped out the like half of the book in one sitting with each other.
Yeah, seriously.
For his first book. Everyone in my family has killed someone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I didn't like it, but I felt like it was kind of confusing a little bit. Or just like
you.
It wasn't as like intriguing. I don't know. There was a couple things about it that I was like medium about, but I saw that this one was coming out. I love the voice of Ernest Cunningham.
Oh my
He's
gosh.
Like your narrator / like
He's so funny.
Detective, but also like an author. Like I tried to explain it to our mom the other day, but it's
when were you with our mom? Like when you were reading
break,
this book.
When I had break.
Were you reading this book at that same time?
Yeah, I finished it.
Oh, I forgot. Okay.
Yeah, I finished it before you.
That is true.
So I was trying to explain this to our mom because Ernest Cunningham is like Benjamin Stevenson's like Sherlock Holmes in a way. So,
but he also wrote the book.
So yeah, so this is what I'm gonna say. So he's also kind of like an Anthony Horowitz, but a little differently. So Ernest Cunningham is the narrator of the books.
Mm-hmm.
And in his world, he has written this book, Everyone on the Train is a Suspect.
Yes.
And he wrote Everyone in My Family Has Killed Someone.
Which is referenced in the Everyone on the Train is a Suspect as his like debut memoir.
Exactly.
Like nonfiction because book. Yeah.
The book starts with him essentially saying he essentially says, hey, you know, like the first book that I published was kind of like a way for me to process the trauma of like having all my family get together and all of the stuff that happened when we went on the ski trip together.
Mm-hmm. And all the people that died
and all the lies that were revealed and stuff like that. And he's like, and my editor and my agent was like, hey, if you want more books, like, haha, you got to find some more people who die. Or whatever,
yeah, like as a joke, because he's trying to write fiction. And he's like, I'm not really good at writing fiction. Like, I just wrote what I wrote because it happened to me. And so they're like.
And he's just like explaining, like, he's just saying like, and I walked here and I did this and then I went here. He's like literally just giving you like a play by play of what was going on, because that's like, it's like his diary. It's like he was creating like a diary.
Yeah, it almost feels like that.
Mm-hmm. And
the jokes are just like, Ernest can't write a book unless people die.
Yes. And then the funny thing is, he's like, well, obviously you're holding a book so people die.
Yeah.
Which is not my intention.
And that's what he's saying again. To the reader. It's so funny.
And so you are reading this as the reader. And he says like, and so this is one of the things that I love. Like Anthony does the same thing where it's like, he talks directly to the reader and says like, you know, hey, this is happening here. This is happening there. Like, I'm not sure about, he says something about like at one point,
Anthony,
just give you a heads up. No, sorry. Ernest. Oh. He goes, just give you a heads up. Like, I'm going to mention the killer's name 106 times. Uh-huh. I've already mentioned it like a couple times. So be on the lookout. You know, or like, hey, this is your last chance to try to figure out before I reveal everything. Or, hey, like, I didn't really like, I don't know. There's just so many different little quirks that he does. I think and it's says. So
funny about the 106 times thing, because like also throughout the book, he'll also give you like a running tally. So he's like,
okay, here's so far how many I've said this person's name. Yes! Yeah.
And then he's like, and then you'll see like some people are like way over 106. So you're like, oh, it can't be that person anymore. Mm-hmm. Even if you'd been like suspicious of them.
Yep. Yep. It's just so interesting. And I know the beginning of the book, it's like an email, I think, of him talking to his agent
after he'd written the book.
Yeah, he's like, I don't really know if a prologue's necessary. You know, stuff like that. And,
then
like,
as he's writing the email, it's pretty much a prologue.
Yeah, it's explaining everything. Oh, so good.
He's so funny.
So funny. So essentially, this book is him going on this, like, train. It's like a writer's festival, and it's a
train. But it's on a train, yeah.
On a train that goes from like the top to the bottom of Australia. And it's a Australian Mystery Writers Society.
I always forget that they're Australian.
Mm-hmm.
Throws me off.
He gets invited to go to this like festival on this train with all these kind of like big named people.
Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y, right? That's right,
M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at @EmmyGlenz_author.
M-E-G-L-I-N-Z_author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brooke and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about Litsis itself, you can find information about Litsis at Litsis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
So he gets invited to this mystery train thing with all these other mystery writers.
Yeah, and he is like the newbie because he's like just has the debut.
And his is like a memoir, not really fiction. Everybody else is fiction, right? I think he's the only non-fiction.
Yeah. And they all kind of like throw shade at him as well, but he doesn't go alone. From the first story, he meets and falls in love with the owner of the ski resort.
Yes, and it's cute.
She also wrote a book, which is interesting, about her life experience on the mountain.
And apparently like hers was more successful.
And hers was great. She did a great job. But like, it's fun that he has like a companion to help him and try to talk through stuff like that as well. But it's so funny because it's like all these murder mystery writers get on a train, and then a murder happens.
Yes,
and then they
does.
All become like their own individual detectives. And one of my favorite lines in there, which I won't be able to get word for word, was one of the I think it was his girlfriend or somebody on the train said something of like, you all think you are the protagonist of your story. Like, you are all writing a novel about this experience as you are the good guy. Like, you, like, and so it's so funny because like Ernest is doing the same thing. He's like, exactly. Well, I'm obviously stepping into this role. And then he's like partners with this other guy, and that guy's like, well, I'm obviously stepping into this role.
And he's like, I'm obviously not the killer because I'm writing about it. And Ernest is like, But I'm doing that too, and I'm not the killer. Oh my gosh.
And he says
so that funny.
to the reader, he says, obviously I'm writing to you in, is it third person, first person? I'm getting so confused.
It's in
right
first
now.
Person.
He's like, I'm writing this to you in first person because I'm talking to you. So I obviously don't die.
Yeah,
so
I don't die.
That helps you. You know,
I'm so not the killer. Like,
I'm not the killer. I didn't die. Like, you know, it's just so, it's so, the wittiness and the quirkiness
in
the way
it's
that
so
like
funny.
And I'm really telling you, like, Anthony Horowitz, I think, opened the door for
all these mystery writers
to start doing this, because I don't really think anyone else off the top of my head, and I haven't read everybody, obviously.
Yeah.
But a lot of books in the past I haven't read where it's like, I'm going to bring this reader along for the ride, and I'm going to intentionally talk to them and try to bring them into my world and make this feel like they are just as involved as Anthony did. And then all of a sudden, we've got like all these people trying to do the same thing.
And Anthony still does it amazingly still. And the fact is, like, his series is going to be still many, many more books long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes me so happy. Me and too. That we get more of these. I just.
Yes.
And so Anthony's aren't as funny, I think, as like Benjamin Stevenson's books. Benjamin Stevenson's books really lean into the humor.
Mm-hmm. Very, very, very funny. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So essentially people die. At least one person dies.
At least one person. But it's so funny because he's also talking about he just hints at things. So he's like, he talks about how he like sees the dead body and he was like, by the end of this trip, I would have seen 10 dead bodies. This one was my eighth. And you're like, what?
I love that. I like so that funny. So then I'm like, so what else happens? Who else dies? Uh-huh. And so he just throws things out there. But I gave this a roaring 5-star.
I gave it 4.5 just because it was a little hard for me to get into in the beginning. But otherwise, it was amazing.
I was hooked from the get-go. I was like, let's do this thing.
Let's do this.
So fun. And I love there's some like red herrings in there as well a little bit. Ernest makes some assumptions that are half true and like stuff like that. He's like, oh, totally think that this is right. And then he's like, oh, just kidding. Almost there, but not quite. And that reminds me also of Anthony, because Anthony, there's been a couple times in his books where it's like,
oh yeah,
for sure figured this out.
Thinks he knows what it is.
And then Hawthorne's like, yeah,
nobody. Good try though.
Like you were so close. Almost,
but
like,
it's no.
So funny. And at one point, like I said earlier, you have like these authors who are trying to be their own protagonist. At one point, one of the authors wakes everyone up in the middle of the night.
Oh my gosh!
To collect like, them down yeah. into the room, and he's trying to go on this little spiel that he wrote. He goes, "I think it's like it goes something like this," and he's like says it like he says it out loud, like he wrote down. He says, "Pause," you know, or things like that, where he's like.
He's like, this is when I reveal the killer.
When I reveal the killer. And Anthony's like, man, how did this guy figure it out before me? Oh, not Anthony, sorry. Ernest. Like, Ernest. How did this guy figure this out before me? I don't understand. And then like.
And it's like, he did not. And
no, he didn't.
But he's trying.
He tried. And it's just so funny. And there's also like different nuances because Ernest goes around and is like quote unquote interviewing each of these suspects and stuff like that, and they're like, is it my turn now to get interviewed? Are you trying to like read into me as to why I'm the you know
at one
suspect?
Point his agent's like, am I in it? Am I in the book?
If I'm in the book, so can you cut this part out?
Or yeah, don't book, make this don't... sound better.
Yeah, and it's just so funny because it's like obviously it's in the book, and that's what
because
I love
she's
about
literally
Anthony.
Talking right now.
Yeah, and that's what I love about Anthony, because he would do the same thing. He'd say like, maybe I'm going to cut this part out, or maybe we'll do this, and it's like, well, obviously,
and it's like,
well,
yeah,
I just read
it's
it.
Still in there. Yeah.
So, literally, smile on my face even talking about this book.
It's so fun.
Again, 5 stars, and I don't think we necessarily need to do a spoiler unless you really want to with that ending, because we did talk about it together. But I would say overall, really great story, and the sad thing but also awesome thing but also hilarious thing is there's a new one coming out. So
is there really?
Yes,
apparently. Oh my gosh,
Ernest gets involved yet again with people dying.
Stop.
And so
it.
He has another, and it comes out in October. It says
no way this year.
Yes, it says everyone this Christmas has a secret. Comes out in October.
Already adding it.
Yeah, apparently someone, it says, my third case begins when a body drops dead at my feet during a Christmas pageant. He's like, I'm writing this all out on Christmas Eve, and honestly, this whole thing is an advent calendar. 23 clues and a killer, because the best chocolate's always behind door number 24.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited. So, I don't know
I
if
also
you want to do... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I also think it's super funny that, like, in his books as well, he's also been, like... He was like, well, the thing that helped in the last case was a period. And then this one, a comma helps solve it. And he like gives you like little hints as to like how he gets to the end of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd be very intrigued to see if it continues with some sort of punctuation.
That would be interesting.
Oh my gosh. I seriously can't believe another one's going to come out just this year.
I know. Gosh.
We're spoiled.
I know.
We are so
it's,
spoiled.
It's so exciting.
I think you should read the Marlowe Club. I know. Didn't you read the one, the Richard Osman books?
I read the first one, but I really want to read the rest of them. He's just been pumping those things out. And
yeah.
I saw one at the library the other day and I was like, oh, fourth one. Awesome. Totally behind.
Because I feel like you said that the Marlowe Murder Clubs sounded kind of like that book, because like his are like these really old men protagonists, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and these are just like old ladies.
No, yeah, no, the Thursday Murder Club has a mixture of like a retirement center.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, you might like the Marvel one is also just kind of like a cozy mystery as well. But I really think that like the cozy, funny, humorous mystery books like Benjamin Stevenson and Marlowe Murder Club, and even like some of the Anthony Horowitz ones are pretty funny. That's mm-hmm. like, I think that's just my jam right now. That's just like all I want to read.
Well, because they're fun, but they're also so intriguing fun. Because they make you think and you're like, oh, what's happening here and stuff like that. But you're yeah. also very much of like,
did you guess who the killer was in this book? You said you thought about it at one point.
Yeah, I did. I think for this one in particular, I was hesitant to make this assumption or anything like that, but I had a fleeting thought and I was like, oh, maybe it's this person. And I was like, well, I don't know how that would work, you know? And I was like, I'm not really sure. But when it was kind of like double reveal, I would say. Mm-hmm. And when the first reveal happened, I was like, oh, okay, I can see this. I can understand where maybe this is coming from. But when the real reveal came out, I was like, oh my goodness, this got so intense so quickly.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy.
Yeah. Because the killer like does something immediately and you're like, oh, okay. This is kind of extreme right now.
And I would say like when you find out the second reveal of like the true murderer, it goes really, really quickly. And then something happens really fast. And then it's like kind of the end. And then Ernest is like, well, now I'm sitting in my hospital. I'm just writing it all out. Mm-hmm. And then
something else happens.
Like epilogue. There's one more thing that happens.
Oh my gosh.
Just freaked the crap.
I was so afraid. I was so scared.
I was terrified. And I was like, oh my gosh, like what just happened? I was like, the irony of the point that was being made was hilarious.
It was so funny.
But also so crazy, like so scary. So you know how you were saying earlier of like, okay, no, I don't want to say this.
I know. I've already said something. I know what you want to say.
Ugh.
It's just that there's something that gets pointed out like multiple times in the book as like something that would or would not happen. And then mm-hmm. you think that that thing is actually happening. And you're like, this is so ironic. Like this whole book, you're saying that this isn't going to happen. And then it looks like it's happening. And then it doesn't actually happen, but
it looks like it. It's kind of like, can't trust it. Like, you know, that's mm-hmm. not always like, you know.
Yeah. It's very funny.
That's like true. Which something like that has kind of happened in a book we've read before, I will say, with the Ashley Flowers book.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That one was a little bit more vague, though.
Serious. Vague and serious. Yes. This one is a little bit more like...
funny.
This almost had a very bad turn for the worse, and then it didn't. And it was more of like, hey, I'm just trying to make a point.
Yes.
So it makes me very intrigued to see what this third book is going to be like. Like, how much of... what's the girlfriend's name? Juliet, how much Juliet is going to be
as of the end of this book, it seems like she will probably be quite involved because it seems like their relationship is going to be around for a while.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, super fun, unique book. Lots of great twists, lots of great like mm-hmm. kind of whodunit elements and like clue-ish elements as well.
Honestly,
it just gives you... it gives you such good vibes. And he even said this as at the beginning, he's like, this isn't one of those like the butler did it type situation. Uh-huh. So like he just throws out so many side comments. And then at the end, he's like, remember, I told you it wasn't a butler.
Yeah.
And you're like, gosh, so funny. Dang. Like, it's just the little things that you pick up on are and, like, so fun. Or you forget about too. You're like, oh yeah, you did say that.
Yeah.
You
know? There's just like little things like that he just like, he makes sure like, still happens. Like he said, like he's like in the very beginning, he's like, I was thinking about the title for this book. Should it be everyone in this train is a suspect or everyone on this train is a suspect? Because all of the murders happen in the train, but one does, except that one that happens at the very top of the train. You're like, what?
Yeah. And I forgot completely about that.
I remembered so at the very funny. End and I was like, who dies on top of the train? When is that happening? Because we were it so happened. Close to the end. It does happen. He tells the truth because he says in the very beginning of his books, he's like,
I'm a truth teller. I'm never going to be an unreliable narrator for
you. Yes, he's like, I will always tell you the truth. And he does.
I will never pretend. He does. And he does. He tells the truth. He never lies. Nope.
I love Ernest. He's so fun.
Oh, me too.
And you know what I think? After you said Clue, I really feel like the movie Clue was so instrumental in our childhood.
Oh, it was.
In making us love mysteries. That and like Nancy Drew.
Yeah.
Those two things. Honestly, there's nothing better than a nice cozy mystery that makes you think. I've been trying to get my sister-in-laws to watch Clue with me because like like none of them have seen it. And I've got four sister-in-laws.
Such a good movie.
It's so good, but I feel like it's past its prime now that like they're all adults and like, will they not love it as much as I did as a child with flames on the side of my face? But that's my goal, is to eventually convince them all to watch it. It's so good.
I love it. I love it.
All right, Haley, what are you reading right now? We have recorded this episode kind of in advance, so this may not be accurate as to what you're reading at the time that the episode does air.
Yeah. Well, I currently could be reading. I have like a couple things that I have been pulling off my shelves to have lined up until I am done with my current read.
Mm-hmm.
I have like The Resort pulled up by Sarah Ox. I have
that was a book of the month for you, right?
That was a book of the month. I also have Divine Rivals, but I don't think I'm going to read that right now. I also pulled Love Theoretically off the show. I also have a book of the month box that is coming. So Listen for the Lie by Amy Tintera. I have been looking forward to reading. Also, I have Sharkheart coming, but I don't know if that's really going to be it. I've really been enjoying like this, like you said, like the cozy mystery or something fun that's thrillery but not too serious. So I think I'm going to stay in that for a little bit.
Trying to avoid the very serious, scary thrillers this year. Yeah. But cozy mysteries, those aren't the same.
No, and I think it also is like depending on the time of the day that I read as well. A lot of times if I can't start to read at the end of the night when I'm trying to go to bed, it's very late. And usually that wouldn't bother me, but lately I'm just like, you know, I would prefer not to have to read that right now. So that's why I pulled maybe Love Theoretically or something a little bit lighter to try to read if I am going to read at nighttime.
Love Theoretically is so good.
Yeah, I was like, I know she loves this book. Maybe I should just pick it up. It's like a romance. I could pump that out at nighttime. Not a big deal. But during the day, I'm trying to like get all of these like new releases done and stuff like that. So we'll see.
So it could be any of those. So
yeah.
I'm guessing
and what are you reading?
I will probably be digging into another birthday book before I dig into my book of the months that come for March. So I'm guessing I will be reading. Would you be sad if I read Good Bad Girl Without You?
No.
Okay, probably Good Bad Girl by Alice Feeney, which that's not going to be a cozy thriller. That's going to be like a legit serious one. And then the only other one I have is Killers of the Flower Moon by David Graham.
That's serious too.
Which is a serious nonfiction, which I had been like initially intrigued about forever ago, but I didn't realize it was nonfiction. And then now it's become a movie with like Leonardo DiCaprio. And I'm like, I probably should read this now.
Probably.
So I got that as well for my birthday. So that could be what I'm reading as well. You can always see what I am reading on my Bookstagram at Maddie Reads a Lot. I always have a little emoji, and whatever my current read is right after that little book emoji. So you can always know. All right. Have any other final thoughts?
I do not.
Okay. I'll just say, if you haven't read any Benjamin Stevenson, you are missing out. Go read it. And if you don't like Everyone in My Family Has Killed Someone,
you can even skip that one.
You probably could, because there's not really any spoilers to it at all.
No.
I would still just read Everyone on This Train is a Suspect for sure.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
All right, you guys. Thanks so much for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.
Thank you.